Antic Hay by Aldous Huxley. Chapter 1. Gumbril, Theodore Gumbril Jr., B.A. Oxon, sat in his oaken stall on the north side of the school chapel and wondered, as he listened through the uneasy silence of half a thousand schoolboys to the first lesson, pondered as he looked up at the vast window opposite, all blue and jaundiced and bloody with 19th-century glass, speculated in his rapid and rambling way about the existence and the nature of God. Standing in front of the spread brass eagle and fortified in his convictions by the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, for this first Sunday of term was the 5th after Easter, the Reverend Pelvey could speak of these things with an enviable certainty. "Hear, O Israel!" he was booming out over the top of the portentous book. "The Lord our God is one Lord!" One Lord, Mr. Pelvey knew. He had studied theology. But if theology and theosophy, then why not theography and theometry? Why not theognomy, theotrophy, theotomy, theogamy? Why not theophysics and theochemistry? Why not that ingenious toy, the theotrope, or wheel of gods? Why not a monumental theodrome? In the great window opposite, young David stood like a cock, crowing on the dunghill of a tumbled giant. From the middle of Goliath's forehead there issued, like a narwhal's budding horn, a curious excrescence. Was it the embedded pebble, or perhaps the giant's married life? "With all thine heart," declaimed the Reverend Pelvey, "and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." No, but seriously, Gumbril reminded himself, the problem was very troublesome indeed. God as a sense of warmth about the heart?